Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 20th of May. Well, despite the indifferent weather, last week's Dantier Festival at York produced some compelling racing, with Yorkshire trained horses very much to the fore, with the Dante Stakes and the Yorkshire Cup, both Group 2 races, being won by horses trained in the county. The Strapping Libertarian became the first Yorkshire trained winner of the Big Derby trial, the Dante Stakes, for almost 50 years, when taking the iconic race at 33-1. Trained at near Midland by Elaine Burke and ridden by William Buick, Libertarian, who had won on his racecourse debut at Pontefract last month, is now around 20-1 to win the Derby at Epsom on Saturday the 1st of June. But he looks more like a St. Ledger horse to me. Anyway, the last Northern trained horse to win the Derby was Dante back in 1945, so Libertarian is out to break a 68-year-old hoodoo. The Yorkshire Cup last Friday could not have been more exciting, with Glenn's Diamond returned at 25-1, trained at Malton by Richard Fahey and ridden by Tony Hamilton, just beating the French trained Top Trip by a nose. Well, the previous day, Thursday, there was a French victory, courtesy of Dalcala, in the Group 2 Middleton Stakes, while on the opening day, Liber Nauticus advertised her Oaks credentials by winning the Musidora Stakes, with Top Sprinter Society Rock landing the Duke of York Stakes to put him spot on for Royal Ascot. Well, another busy week's racing in the county begins with today's 8-race programme at Redcar, which gets underway at 2:10. The feature race at 4:10, a sprint handicap, can be won for the second successive year by Bedloe's Island, while Labanus can defy top weight to take the handicap race over the straight mile for 3-year-olds at 4:40. Well, it's singles night at Pontefract tomorrow evening, Tuesday, starting at 6:20. The champion jockey Richard Hughes makes a rare appearance at the West Yorkshire track, and he can be successful on Malachi Mist in the feature race at 7:20, the youngsters' condition stakes for 2-year-olds. Former champion jockey Ryan Moore, who recorded 6 winners last week at York, can partner Mission Approved to victory in the handicap race over 1 mile for 3-year-olds at 7:50. Well, there's racing over jumps at Wetherby on Thursday starting at 2:10 and featuring a handicap chase for stayers over 3 miles and 1 furlong, offering prize money of £22,500. Well, there's action at Kettrick on Friday evening, which gets underway at 6:35. And then it's back to York on Saturday afternoon for a 7-race card, starting at 1:50. The highlights at York include the Stowe Family Law Grand Cup, a listed race for stayers, won last year by Cavalryman, and a £50,000 sprint handicap race. Well, Redcar's traditional 2-day bank holiday meeting next Monday and Tuesday, the 27th and 28th of May, is always a popular fixture, with a host of attractions for young racegoers on bank holiday Monday. A day which also features the Zetland Gold Cup, a valuable handicap race over 1.25 miles. Racing on bank holiday Monday is set to start at 2:20, while the action on Tuesday begins at 2:10. Enjoy your racing.